We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, switching up segments here and talking to the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelters Director, Deb Watkins, who joins me via Zoom from Jackson County, Kansas. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you today?
Doing well. Are you getting some snow over there?
We are, quite a bit. It's really blowing.
Yeah, it's been snowing here a little bit. I don't know if we've got as much as you, but it started snowing here a couple hours ago. We're going to talk about some good numbers here for the animal shelter. I know we talked a little bit about it last month, but we got the final numbers for adoptions and had a really good year.
Yeah, you know, for animal welfare administrators, our end-of-the-year numbers are very important to help us evaluate how our services and operations are going. And I am so excited to let you know that our live release rate for 2020 was 24%.
That's very good. And live release, clue me in on what that exactly entails.
Right. So annually, we take in a certain amount of animals, and then we put our number in the pets that we've transferred out to other shelters, and that becomes our live release rate. And that is so important because those are animals that actually left the shelter and went into other homes and other rescues.
All right. On 1,003 total adoptions, you mentioned 231 pets returned to the owner as well. That's pretty good. Is that one of your highest in history?
You know, last year we did have a few more adoptions, but we also animals and had more adoptions. And so that just goes to show that our live release rate continues to increase. And again, getting 231 pets back to their owners. Wow, that is amazing. Our animal control officers have really been working hard in our community to make sure that these animals get returned back home. And the shelter staff, obviously, you know, we post those animals on social media that have been found or that have come into our shelter, so that they can get back home to their owners.
And another good service that you guys provide out there, the animal shelter, is spaying and neutering your pets. And you have a good partnership out there with K-State. How's that continuing? Is that going well?
Yeah, you know, we're so excited about our partnership with Kansas State University. The veterinary students come out and, you know, we've provided and built a really nice surgery suite for them. And so they actually did at least 560 spays and neuters, but they also did 126 other surgeries. And those other surgeries are actually life-saving surgeries. Those are surgeries that are like legs and animals that have come in that have been had lacerations and have been hurt. And so they actually are there and doing life-saving procedures and getting all those animals spayed and neutered to go back out into the community.
Wonderful. That's great work. And of course, they're helping you out. You've had a lot of volunteers. Your volunteer hours looks pretty impressive here too.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? During COVID times, we had 89 volunteers that came through the shelter, and, you know, they have gone through orientation classes and animal handling classes in 20 hours for 89 volunteers. That is amazing. And, you know, we so appreciate our volunteers. They are helping us cleaning the facility, keeping the facility clean, keeping everything restocked and picked up, and that animal enrichment. So I really want to say thank you to the volunteers and thank you for their time and treasure.
Yeah, wow. 1,320 hours from 89 volunteers. That's quite impressive. Let's talk about what you have in stock right now, I guess, at the animal shelter. I don't know if that's a good term, but as far as the number of animals that you have currently at the shelter.
So we call those animals in our guardianship. So those animals that in our guardianship do include animals that are still on stray hold. And so they are not ours yet. And so we have 23 cats, 17 dogs, one gerbil and one rat. And so, you know, not all of those are available for adoption yet, but quite a few of them are. The ones that are available for adoption are on Adopt Center and look up T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter, and you can see what animals we have available.
All right. And again, that's petfinder.com, and you can find that information. You have a new animal control officer. Are they on board yet, or are they coming on board soon?
Yes, Shelby Smith, we want to welcome him. He has started, and he is fully trained and up and running, and so you will see him out in the community. He's been out there helping people with animals at large and bite reports. And I'd like to bring Shelby Smith on so you can meet him.
We'll get a chance to meet him next month. That'll be great. What else do you have coming up next month? It looks like a nice adoption event.
Yeah. We're going to do our annual My Furry Valentine, and we'll do that in February, February 11th, 12th, and 13th. There will be a reduced adoption price during that time for the My Furry Valentine event. But please, if you see an animal online that we have available, please don't wait for the event. Come get it, because, you know, adoptions are going so quickly, and we really want to get those animals into get into their forever home as soon as possible.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's been so nice to see, and you're consistent with these. You have these almost monthly these adoption events, and tied around some sort of a nice theme, and I always love that. I think that's a great way to, if nothing else, put more awareness out there.
You betcha. Yep. And we also put most of our animals on social media, and so you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. So please call for an appointment. We are only these animals' second best home, so please come and adopt. The number to call is 785-587-2783. So call for an appointment and see who you can bond with and pick to take home.
Very good. The shelter is open Monday through Saturdays, 1 to 5, closed on Sundays and holidays, and I imagine that includes Martin Luther King Day.
Correct. We will be closed on Monday. You know, we're really taking advantage of those holidays right now this year so we can do deep cleaning.
Very good. Well, Deb, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and hoping for an even better 2021 for you guys.
Hey, thank you. Much appreciated.
All right. That is Deb Watkins. Thank you so much. We'll get an update from Shepherd's Crossing up next here on News Radio KMAN.